Leading the news this morning, a protest will be heard this morning against the Sydney to Hobart Lion Honours winner Investec Loyal. During the race, the crew of the Supermaxi asked the ABC helicopter pilot what sail its rival Wild Oats 11 was using. Now, organisers say that's a breach of race rules. Darwin remains cut off by floodwaters this morning, but authorities hope to reopen the Stuart Highway later today. The rail link into the city is also closed. Flash floods washed away a section of the track between Katherine and Darwin. Authorities say it's still too early to say when that will be reopened. Searchers have found the body of a woman who went missing after a boat accident in North Queensland on Tuesday. The charter boat was carrying 12 people when it capsized during a storm in the Whitsundays. A nearby fishing boat managed to rescue 11 of the people on board. Syria's government has reportedly freed 755 prisoners detained during the nine-month uprising. Releasing prisoners is one of the key conditions of the Arab League's deal to end the bloodshed in that country. Arab observers have spent a second day in the city of Homs. They say the situation there is calm, but their investigation still has a long way to go. And the murder trial of Egypt's ousted President Hosni Mubarak has resumed in Cairo. The 83-year-old was transported by ambulance to the court. He faces the death penalty if found guilty of being involved in the deaths of hundreds of protesters during the February uprising. Mubarak and his two sons are also facing corruption charges.